fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 5th of March. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider, if you haven't already, to join at least one pro-gun group, preferably 2. One local, it could be your county or state level, regional, and one national. I'm pretty sure all the 50 states have a state-based pro-gun group. I don't know that for a fact, but I think it's probably the case. And, of course, there's the national group, such as the Gun Owners of America, far better than the NRA when it comes to pro-gun legislative work. The NRA, of course, plays a role, and another national group is the JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. There are some others out there, but that's the ones that I'm familiar with and the ones I like. Your voice has a better chance of being heard if you amplify it by being part of a pro-gun group. Sincerely, it does. We have open lines. This is Firearms Monday. The call number is 800-313-9443. This past summer, I told my grandson, who was 20, that when he turned 21, I was going to present him with a couple of firearms, and I did, of course, my AR-15 H-bar made by Colt. It's the one that got all this stuff started, of course, with the what they're now calling the modern sporting rifle, and 223 caliber, of course, and my Browning high power 9mm semi-automatic pistol that I bought when I first started work as a homicide detective for the state of Missouri back in 1973. At the time, the film Serpico had come out, with Al Pacino being the star, playing the role of Serpico, based more or less loosely on the real life of a police officer named Serpico in New York City Police Department, who joined the police department, the New York City Police Department, wanting to do the right things for the right reason, an honest, patriotic American New Yorker who became aware of the corruption within the New York City Police Department and took it upon himself to right the wrong and end up being threatened, having his life threatened by his fellow officers who were part of the corruption. And to protect his own life, he bought himself a Browning High Power, also called a P-35. John Moses Browning's last pistol design, first went into manufactured in 1935, I believe in Belgium. Mine was a Belgian model, by the way. And when I first took delivery of that, I looked at this, I held it in my hands. It was so highly polished and so beautiful with the walnut grips, the nice carrying case that came in. It was just, it looked like it belonged in a museum, in an art museum. It was so beautiful. I became quite proficient with it, to the point where I believe it was around 1976. I had a gentleman riding in my, I had a Volkswagen Thing at the time, maybe it was 1977, my Volkswagen Thing. He was a passenger. I was driving on my property that I owned at the time in the Ozarks. And as I was approaching the creek that went through my place, I spied a copperhead snake about 50, 60 feet away. This pistol had iron sights on it, just very simplistic iron sights. And I stopped, and this was, the copperhead snake was near where my daughter liked to go swimming, who at the time was, well, maybe 3 years old. So I stopped the Volkswagen Thing, pulled the pistol, it was in the glove compartment, pulled it out, and I steadied it on the dashboard of the Volkswagen Thing, took careful aim, and did a headshot with one shot. Put the pistol back on safe, put it back in the glove box, and acted like it was no big deal, like I do this all the time. And the gentleman, he was a contractor, by the way, a construction contractor, sitting in the passenger seat, he didn't say a thing. He did not say a thing. And we went on about our business. When I was active in a combat pistol competition in the late 1970s, that was the firearm I used for combat pistol competition, which was just becoming popular back then. I would drive all the way up to Columbia, Missouri, to the Chapman Academy where we did our competition, and I learned a lot. I thought I knew a little bit about pistols and how to properly shoot pistols, but when you get involved in competition, at least for myself, I found out how much I didn't know. The same thing applied to when I got active in high-powered rifle competition. Now, that would have been, the late 1980s, about 1988 or so, 89. And I'd been shooting high-powered rifles for, 22 years by then. And once again, I thought I knew a little bit about high-powered 30 caliber rifles. I found out how much I didn't know. So I didn't have any. I'd never been to a high-powered competition before. I had some inkling of an idea of what I would need, so I showed up for this first competition. I had my M14 with iron sights, which that was all they allowed, of course, all they still allow. A foam mat to lay down on, a spotting scope, my ammunition, and that's all. That's what I brought with me. I thought that's all I needed to participate in this. So I'm getting set up to get on the firing line there, and I've got all my equipment laid out, my rifles laying there. They provided the shooting club armor rifle pistol. They provided the little yellow plastic flags that go into the chamber so the range officers could see that the weapon is clear. So I got the rifle laying on the mat with that little yellow flag in it. I got my spotting scope set up. And I see the guy on the left of me and the guy on the right of me. They've got cans of 3M spray adhesive, just like you use for mounting photographs, 3M spray adhesive. And I thought, okay, I don't want to sound stupid or act like I'm so absolutely ignorant. So I'm not going to ask these guys what this is for. I'm just going to sit here and watch what they do with a 3M spray adhesive. Of course, they also had their shooting jackets. I didn't have a shooting jacket. These can be either heavy cloth, heavy fabric canvas, like fabric or leather. I didn't have one, but I was just getting started. So I'm sitting there, and we're getting ready. And when it comes time to start shooting, these guys, they spray the 3M adhesive on the insides of their knees and on their elbows. And I watch these guys get into position. This is in a sitting position, of course. And when they lock themselves in, preparing to shoot with that 3M adhesive on their knees and elbows, because your elbows make contact with your knees, I'm thinking to myself, John, you're so far in over your head, you can't see daylight. These guys really, really know what they're doing. And I felt like a complete novice, despite having shot expert in the U.S. Army and be a combat veteran and so forth. I felt like a complete novice watching these guys lock themselves into position to shoot their M14s or whatever it was they brought with them, M1 Grahams and so forth. But I learned a lot. It was a very positive learning experience to learn the little nuances that take place in high-powered rifle competition. Now, we were only shooting at 100 yards, but it was a very small target. And, of course, at Camp Perry, they do the same thing, except they're shooting 10 times farther at 1,000 yards. Now, you're shooting a handheld rifle with iron sights at 1,000 yards. You better darn well know what you're doing if you have any chance at all of being competitive. The tiniest, tiniest movement of the end of that barrel will cause that projectile, that bullet, to move a lot down at the other end, an awful lot. And there's ways to compensate for that, things I can't go into because of the complexity of it. But they learn techniques, the competitive shooters learn techniques to compensate for those tiny movements, including the heartbeat. They incorporate their heartbeat into the cadence of squeezing the trigger. Now, this takes practice. It takes hundreds of hours of practice, thousands of hours of practice, not just being on the range, putting lead down range, but also being at home, doing dry fire practice. Hundreds of hours of being in the living room or basement or wherever you set up with everything just like it would be on the range, except no live ammunition allowed in the room, doing that dry fire practice over and over and over again. That's what it takes if you want to compete at that level. It's a lot. To be competitive and have any chance of winning, it has to become your primary hobby. You may be working 40 hours a week at your chosen profession on one hand, and you might be putting another 20 hours or more a week into training and practice if you want to be competitive at Camp Perry or some similar type of competition. A lot of dedication, a lot of focus and perseverance to be able to accomplish that goal. Which brings up something you may think is not related at all, but the book I talk about occasionally here on this show, the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Most people will use the guidance in that book, and it gives very specific guidance and instruction, by the way, to achieve a goal in their profession, in their career, to achieve a goal with a personal relationship, to achieve a goal in education, whatever it may be. But it can also be applied in a hobby. The hobby we're talking about right now, of course, is high-powered rifle competition, but it could be golf or fly fishing or tennis or whatever. You know, it really doesn't matter. The same principles apply. To achieve clarity, to achieve focus, to achieve whatever goal you want. It's a free download at my website, by the way, the book, The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. In fact, I'll be buying probably in the next day or so, I'll be picking up another 4 or 5 copies to give to people that I have a high reason to believe that they will make good use of it and help them achieve their goals. It's a wonderful book, and it's changed countless thousands of lives. Chances are, you've somehow, some way, stumbled upon some of these principles inadvertently without having read the book and applied these principles to achieve a goal in education or your career or a personal relationship without really having the structured plan that Dr. Murphy outlines. Now, for you Christians out there, don't be concerned. Dr. Murphy was, he's deceased. Dr. Murphy was a Christian, had his Doctor of Divinity degree. And you will find, in my opinion, you'll find nothing in the book that collides with Christian theology. In fact, you'll find Bible quotes in there and compatibility with Christian theology and Christian beliefs. So don't have any concern in that area. For you non-Christians out there, he doesn't hit you over the head with Christian theology. He does incorporate Christian theology, but he doesn't smack you over the head with it and make it the main theme in the book. So I think it's good for both sides of the fence, those practicing Christians and those who aren't. But getting back to high-powered rifle competition, it's phenomenal what men and women can do when they put their mind to something and make it a goal, make it a quest that they want to achieve a certain goal and are willing to do what it takes to achieve that goal. Sacrifice. Sacrifice the time. Sacrifice the money. Sacrifice doing things that may be more fun than laying on the floor of their living room dry firing for hours at a time. There are people, I'm sure, who would find it fun, but most people would find it a matter of training to achieve a goal. When I do my morning workout, at the moment I'm doing my stretching, the same stretching I started doing when I was running track in junior high school, in the Army, same stretching exercises, 250 crunches. I'm only doing 50 push-ups right now. That's really a pretty light workout for me. It's not fun. I enjoy the results of that workout. I feel better. I have more flexibility, more strength, better muscle tone. But the actual act of doing it isn't particularly fun. It's something to do to achieve a goal. That's what it is. And I get satisfaction out of that, so that's why I do it. And you can also. You also can set goals for yourself. You can achieve those goals and enjoy the satisfaction of the results of achieving those goals, whatever those goals might be. So get the book. You can get new copies off Amazon for $3 or $4 a piece, and I think you'll enjoy it. I really do. Let's see. Getting back to firearms. It can be, if you're coming in from the outside into the gun culture, it can be overwhelming. It really can. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of people who hold themselves out to be experts that really aren't when it comes to firearms technology or the laws regarding firearms. In my book that I wrote, No Need for Panic, that's a paper. In my book, Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard, I advise people to not get legal advice from police officers. They may mean well, they may want to help you, but they don't necessarily know what they're talking about. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th of March. If you plan on going to the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas, Texas, I hope you are planning on going. I'll be the keynote speaker there Saturday, the 24th of this month. If you want to get a discount ticket, just go to my website at thelibertyman.com, get the promotion code, and get a nice discount on the admission price. If you can't attend, there's a discount on the live stream version of it, so check that out. I was just reading that the Florida legislature, Florida State Senate, passed a measure supporting the arming of school teachers in the public schools down there. That's a good thing. I'm glad to see that. And, of course, they rejected a ban on semi-automatic firearms. One woman, Jacqueline Corrance, says, "This breaks my heart, but we will not let this ruin our movement. This is for the kids." The banning of semi-automatic rifles. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Chasing technology is not going to work. attempting to outlaw certain pieces of equipment, outlaw anything. We as a country, we outlawed the sale, possession, use of marijuana 80 years ago. How has that worked out? Making opioids illegal, we're losing as many people every 12 months, more people actually every 12 months than we did during the entire 10 years we're in Vietnam. How's that working out? If banning something worked, we wouldn't be losing more than 1,000 people a week to opioids, would we? No. I don't think we would. 1,000 people a week? Excuse me? That's an awful lot of funerals. An awful lot of funerals. Now, that chasing technology won't work. What will work is keeping track of people with mental disorders where they are a threat to themselves or others. We're talking severe psychosis here. There's fairly high percentage of Americans who have some degree or other of mental illness, depression, and so forth, but they don't pose a threat to themselves or others, and they don't need to be locked up. But people who do pose a threat to themselves and others, of course they need to be locked up. The belief that giving them a prescription for psychotropic drugs that they will voluntarily take once or twice or three times a day, whatever it is, to keep them from becoming a threat to themselves or others, that hasn't worked out too well, has it? No. With this most recent shooting in Florida, I immediately said, predicted what we would find, is that this man was had been taking psychotropic drugs. I think in his case he had been taking them, maybe stopped, I'm not sure at this point in time. But there's one common denominator between these mass murderers, except for the Muslims. They don't need to take any psychotropic drugs, they're already crazy. The one common denominator has been interaction with the psychiatric professionals, psychologists, professionals, and having prescriptions for psychotropic drugs. That's been the one and the only common denominator between these individuals. Other than the fact that almost all of them are white males, it seems to be almost ubiquitous. So that's where the focus needs to be. President Trump has addressed this. Others at the national level have addressed this. I'm old enough to recall when this all began. Around 1970, 1969, 1970, when the psychiatric professionals were saying, well, we can save all this money, all this hundreds of millions of dollars by no longer institutionalizing people that present a danger to themselves or others. We're going to diagnose them. We're going to prescribe psychotropic drugs for them, give them a check every month so they got something to live on, which would be a far smaller dollar amount than the institution would be. We're simply going to turn them loose, which they did, instantly creating a homeless problem nationwide, instantly, overnight, a nationwide homeless problem. How's that worked out? I don't know how many deaths it's going to take or how many years it's going to take to go back to what works, which is the institutionalization of people who present a threat to themselves or others. That's what works. What we're doing now doesn't work. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th of March. Time's flying, isn't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. There is. One of our projects is, what is it? It is Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. People ask me for years, John, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? It could be any number of things. That's the point. There are any number of things. Over the weekend, I had some discussions about what may happen and what will happen. We don't know if there will be a World War III. We do know, however, that at some point in the future, a coronal mass ejection will hit this planet. That's inevitable. We came real close in 2012. So the field training exercise listed there, USS Liberty. It's a way to give you some structure, way to give you some focus, and gives you a specific date to get ready by. Assuming that you're the next 9 months go forward with no issues, we'll set up a new date towards the end of this year and set up a new training exercise to move forward and continue to give people something to focus on and plan towards. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners for Sale. This is my home business. I use mine every night. If you have issues with joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, you need an Energy Cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep?
You also need an energy cleaner. When you sleep is when you heal. Getting a great night's sleep, having a good circadian rhythm. You know what your circadian rhythm is, don't you? Really? You don't? Okay. That means getting up about 6 a.m. and going to bed about 10 p.m. That's it in a nutshell. Getting up about 6 a.m., going to bed about 10 p.m. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. It's only $285 shipping included. And to make it a little bit less of a issue for you, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally. I stand behind these products, and you'll like it. You will. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. That's what most people are doing these days. They get go. They get their twin-size, full, queen, king, California king. They get their mattress pad right there at the get-go. I have a toll-free order line. Keep in mind, I take PayPal. PayPal is a lot of fun. It's the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And my toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, apparently last night was the Oscars. I didn't watch them. I haven't watched the Oscars for years. It got to be just a marathon of, you know, they just go on and on and on. The lowest ratings, I understand, possibly ever for the Oscars. Very politically correct with the people making statements there. They're anti-Donald Trump, anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. Well, it's a different world. They don't know what the rest of this country thinks or believes. They think that everybody should think and believe what they think and believe. And without a doubt, they're probably shocked and surprised that the rest of us who think normal and like and believe things that they don't, they're shocked and surprised that we don't, and that we're wrong, that we're a bunch of uneducated, uncouth, knuckle-dragging barbarians out here. No, we're not. We just know how to think normal and so forth, and they don't. They're so far away from mainstream America, they don't have a clue. They were so upset when Donald Trump got elected, for example. How could this happen? We have this wonderful woman, Hillary Clinton, running for president, the first woman to be elected president, they hoped. How could that not happen? Well, thank goodness for the Electoral College, that's all I can say. If it wasn't for the Electoral College, Hillary Clinton would be in the Oval Office right now, dismantling the Republic. That's what she would be doing. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, our focus on Mondays is anything and everything to do with rifle, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, the gun culture, legislation, and so forth. One of the things I really like when we have Jimmy Gensling on is he stays current with what's going on in Washington, D.C. with firearms legislation. The pending legislation that we're really interested in right now, of course, is the Hearing Protection Act to put suppressors, what some people call silencers, and legally they're called silencers, which they aren't, but to put suppressors into the same category legally as ordinary rifle, shotguns, and pistols with no extra paperwork and no $200 transfer tax. That would help a lot. And, of course, nationwide reciprocity. That really needs to happen. I like to listen to National Public Radio. We call it opposition research to hear how the socialists and communists, what their thought process is, how they promote things. It's helpful to do opposition research and get that information and know what they're thinking, how their little pea brains work. That's helpful. So, we need to move forward with both those legislations. I believe U.S. representatives, U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators will understand their constituents, what their constituents want in their home districts, their home states, and they will move forward with this legislation. This is a off your election. There's no president being elected, but every member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election, as they are every 2 years, and one-third the Senate. Those are six-year terms for the U.S. Senate. So typically it's about one-third of them are up for re-election every 2 years. So yes, contact your congressman. It may be difficult to make an appointment and talk to your congressman, but not too difficult to make an appointment and talk to one of their staff members. Same thing with the U.S. Senate. Getting face-to-face time with a U.S. senator is difficult, if not impossible, for most people. But making an appointment, talking to the staff person, is not hard at all. That's why they have these offices in their district. And I wouldn't go there alone. I would go there with a small group, maybe about three or four men and women. I wouldn't go there with 8 or 10, but maybe three or four. And I would have maybe one business owner as part of that group, maybe a preacher or a pastor part of that group, maybe an elected official from your county. It wouldn't matter which elected official, just so that person was an elected official. And that little group, make an appointment to talk to the staff, to the office of the congressman or the office of the senator, and go there as a group to express your support for nationwide reciprocity of concealed carry, for passage of the Hearing Protection Act. Now, why do I mention the people that I mention? Here's why. The staff members are trained to determine who has the ability to influence votes in their district or in their state, either one. How about the owner of the hometown newspaper? Do you think that having the owner of your local hometown newspaper or the owner of your local radio station going to the office of the U.S. Congressman, the U.S. Senator, do you think that may have some effect? Of course it would. There's no doubt whatsoever it would. Have the kind of influence that you want to have, because that, you know, acting as an individual is great, and if that's all you can do, I absolutely should do that. But working as a group, where you've got people who can influence votes, influence the community, that in turn can have a direct impact on the reelection of the U.S. congressman, of the U.S. senator, that gets their attention. As opposed to just another number in a pile of other numbers. And that's the whole part. That's the whole point of this exercise, isn't it? To get their attention, to let them know that there's wide support within their constituency for these two matters, the Nationwide Reciprocity, the Hearing Protection Act. That will make them far more likely to vote in favor to, if they're on a committee that has custody over one of these pieces of legislation, to move it out of committee and move it forward to a vote of the entire House or a vote of the entire Senate. Pretty smart, don't you think? I think so. It's going to take some time, yes. It's going to take some organization, yes. Getting together three or four people with busy lives, with their careers and obligations and so forth, not easy. I didn't say it'd be easy, did I? No, it will be difficult. Coordinating those schedules of three or four busy people, good luck. But people do it routinely. If there's a funeral to go to, they make the time, and they make the effort to attend the funeral. Monday through Friday. You don't want to go up there on a weekend. Nobody's going to be there. Don't even think about it. This appointment with this satellite office for your U.S. congressmen, your U.S. senators, it's going to be a Monday through Friday event. That's what it's going to be. They may have some Saturday hours. They may not. I wouldn't count on it. Maybe 9 till noon on a Saturday. But typically it's going to be a weekday event. And people will know this. The staff members will know the kind of effort it takes to coordinate schedules of three or four busy people to get to that field office of that congressman or that senator. They'll know that, they'll respect it, and that will be give even more veracity to what you're doing, that these men and women think so highly of these matters, nationwide reciprocity and the Hearing Protection Act, that they're willing to take the time and make the effort to put this in their schedule, travel whatever distance they need to travel. It may be 3 or 4 miles. It might be 100 miles. In the case of Texas, going, it may be 2 or 3 hours to get to the field office. Texas is a really big state, by the way, in case you don't know it. So do that. And you go there dressed like you're going to Sunday school. You go there to be polite. You go there to be very firm and unwavering in what you want to accomplish. If your state, if your U.S. congressman or U.S. senator is already on board with the Second Amendment, already supports Second Amendment matters, you're going to get a warm reception. If your congressman or your senator is a liberal Democrat, anti-gun, I'm not sure that's even worth the time to make the effort. I really don't. They're playing to their constituents. They may or may not believe these things that they support publicly. They may not believe these things privately. They probably do, but not necessarily. It may be a waste of God's good, clean air to even talk about it. That's what matters to these people, sincerely. But that's a matter for you guys to determine whether it's worth the effort or not. If you determine that it is, then move forward and go for it. There is a pecking order of how messages received by congressmen and senators are treated. Emails would be the lowest level, because they get so many, it's so easy to do. Next would be telephone calls, because they're relatively quick and easy to do. And I'm going up the ladder here. Next and highest of order would be ink on paper letters. That takes some time, takes some effort, people to put ink on paper, place it in an envelope with U.S. postage on it, and mail it. And then the top of the heap is personal visits. That's what gets the most attention, either positive or negative. It could be negative attention. Absolutely it could. If you walk in there and you're confrontational, you're not polite, you're not dressed professionally, you will not be well received and your message will be rejected. What's the point? What's the point? You may get some self-satisfaction out of going into Maxine Waters' office and having a confrontation with her or a staff member, which is more likely. Maybe it's gratifying and satisfying to do that, but I wouldn't do it. What's the point? You're not going to change your mind. That's a fantasy. You know, change Maxine Waters' mind or the mind of one of her staff members? That's an absolute fantasy. It's not going to happen. You may get some personal gratification out of it, but is it worth the price? Get very confrontational at all, they're going to call security or call the police, and then you got to deal with those. And that's not going to help you any. So don't do that. I wouldn't even mess around. I would not even set up an appointment in the office of Maxine Waters' staff in one of her field offices, assuming she has more than one. I wouldn't do it. I think it's a waste of time and effort to do so. That's my opinion. But many, many of these congressmen and these senators, they will blow with the wind with their constituents. If they feel that the majority of their constituents are pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, they're going to go that way. If they feel the majority of their constituents are anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, they're going to go that way. And many of these districts, that is going to be an issue, a matter to be looked at and decided on, whether or not 51% of the voting people in that district or that state are pro-Second Amendment or anti-Second Amendment. That's the driving force. So your visit to a congressman or a senator could well be one of the deciding factors. You have a business owner there who's got 100 employees. That means 200 votes. Somebody has spouses. That's a lot of votes. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back. Jerry Moore here for Monday, the 5th day of March. I was reading an article here. Daily Mail reports that Google searches with the following words rose 4,900% the last 2 weeks. Here's the Google searches rose 4,900%. NRA membership. NRA membership. Google searches have went up 4,900% since the attack on the high school there in Florida, where 17 people were murdered. That's called pushback. That's what it's called. It was 2 years ago this spring. We had all the hoopla about groups wanting to remove Confederate States of America, CSA, war memorials from public venues. A lot of pushback there. Sales of Confederate flags were so popular that they were out of stock nationwide. The wholesalers and the retailers both out of stock Confederate battle flags nationwide for a better part of a year in 2016. I personally was contacting companies about, and I've been distracted by other matters, to do a concrete version, 4x4 foot concrete version of the Confederate War Memorial there, called Stone Mountain. And that's still a project I would like to move forward with. Maybe two versions, a 4x4 foot version and a 4x12 foot version, which would be 3 4x4 foot panels. That would be a fun project, and I would love to see that move forward. Concrete versions that could be used in other venues all over the United States. It's called pushback. That's what it is. So I started out the show with the premise, the prepper tip of the day, encouraging people to join a pro-gun group. Actually look at joining two pro-gun groups. This needs to happen. Gun Owners of America, National Rifle Association, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, great group. And also a local group, probably at either the state or local level. There's different groups like that all over the United States, all 50 states. State pro-gun groups and regional and local pro-gun groups. You need to look at both. That will amplify your voice, give your voice a better chance of being heard. If you go to have a meeting with your congressman or senator, and you're a member of a local group that has 100 members or 200 or 300, whatever it is, that amplifies your voice being there as an individual, because they know you're going to go back and talk to people in your pro-gun group. And all those votes. Typically, if a pro-gun group has 100 members, that means 200 plus vote, because most of those members will have a significant other. And they will influence other votes as well. So that's the whole idea here about being politically active, is get the most bang for your buck by doing the things that I've outlined. If you do the things I've outlined, we will have better success. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.